Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news to get into here today. And yes, if you have attempted to visit the website, well, I don't know what you got right now. We're doing our best. If it makes anybody feel any better, I cannot log on to my own website. I am unable to see what it looks like right now. So I'm having issues. Apparently a lot of people have been able to get on. The members area appears to be back up. I believe the archives are back up. I know the last couple of shows have just shown up on the RSS feed for members who podcast the shows. We're doing our best. It looked, actually, honest to God, it looked like it was going to be a lot worse. A lot of stuff is available right now. There's more to come. Still a lot of bugs that we're working on. I've had people all day on Twitter say, I don't know if you know, but I can't log in. Yes, we're well aware. I can't log in right now. But things are turning around quickly, and hopefully soon it will be great. So that's the update on the website. I'll try to fill anybody in with more information here as the show goes on. We're going to be joined by Mike Sempervivi here in a moment. We've got a lot of news to talk about. Ill Will Brooks of Bellator is going to be on the program today. We've got news on the Bellator rating for the Dynamite show. Going to make some changes to this program as well in terms of how people can call in. Got a couple of new ideas, so we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. And I may test that out as well. So stand by the phone and get ready, but don't necessarily be ready to use all of the numbers you've used in the past. I'm going to try something new today. We're going to see how it goes, and hey, if it doesn't work out well, we'll go back to the way it used to be. But I'm not sure we need 4 separate numbers into this studio and 5 numbers into Byline. And I figured out a way, I believe, to get Skype working. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's going to be a fun time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What's the best way to bring people together? T-shirts! T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end of summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian cherry and Koa hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar bamboo. American and European laminate from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. Hurry, the end of summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV. Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Trying to figure out what's going on here with this site. It looks great, but I can't hear any of the shows. Although, if I go into the archives, I can see some of the shows that I could see archived shows and I could play them. It's very strange, Mike. These are
I thought when you said you couldn't hear any shows like since the site is new, like, you know, all the shows would be done like mime radio or something like that that nobody could hear. So I'm glad to see it's just something technical that can be easily fixed and will be remedied soon.
If anybody listening to this is able to play, like, the Brian and Vinny show, like, can you log in and play the Tuesday night Brian and Vinny show? If you can, let me know. And if you can't, if it's asking you to log in repeatedly, let me know, because maybe that's an issue with everybody. I'm playing the role of Matt Stryker here on that AAA pay-per-view. It's live radio, so I can ask everybody what the problems are and get some feedback from them. I've also got something new that I want to try today. Something new.
Oh, yeah?
So Sports Byline has got five lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. And so we had five lines there, and then we had four other lines going into this studio. And I got to thinking,
Isn't that one line with like four rollovers?
No, it's four lines at four different phone numbers to come into this studio here.
Byline,
yeah, that's one number that patches to five. So I don't know why we need four lines coming to this studio, because I only answer one at a time. So here's what I'm going to do. From now on, there's only one number to call directly into this studio, and that's the 425-488-0525 number. So write that down, everybody. It's the only one we're going to use for the time being. We're going to see how this goes. 425-488-0525. That's if you want to call directly into the studio here. If you want to encounter the call screener, our friendly producer Dom, you're welcome to call 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, I've also tried something else here. I used to take Skype calls, but fiddling around with the computer and trying to take Skype calls through the computer was a big rigmarole.
Pure hell.
So what I've done is I have set Skype to forward to one of the other phone numbers. So the way it works right now is, I think if you are anywhere in the world, you can Skype me at F4WOnline, and it should patch right to one of these phone numbers here. So whoever you are calling me on the 425-488-0525 number, hang up, dude. And if you would like to contact the show, I'm only going to take Skype calls today because I want to see if this works. My Skype handle is F4WOnline. So I want some people I want some people to try to Skype me, and let's see if this works. F4WOnline is the Skype handle. Please, if you do so, wear a headset. Don't just yell at your computer, because I guarantee that'll sound terrible. But if you've got a headset or you've got the Skype app on your phone, F4WOnline, try to Skype me, and we're going to find out if this works. I'll start answering this phone today. I'm only taking Skype calls today.
Is the person that would be yelling at their screen still got like a Tandy 64 and they play Oregon Trail on it?
The what?
You ever play Oregon Trail?
Yeah, when I was 8.
Exactly. I mean, with the person that would be yelling at their computer to talk to it, wouldn't at this point be somebody that's a little bit stuck in the past?
Could be. But I'm trying new things here on this program. So this will open up international calls via Skype very, very simply, as well as all of the phone numbers. If you've got free long distance, you can call the 425 number. If not, you can call the 1-800-878-PLAY number. But I'm only taking Skype calls today. So if you're on Skype, give me a call, and we'll find out if this baby works. Got it?
Come on, Euros. You like the Skype. It's a new day.
Anybody can call me. All right. Got a lot of news today. As we mentioned when the show went off the air yesterday, this Dynamite One show was a failure in some ways. I thought it would at least break a million. If you remember, the Kimbo Slice show on June 19th averaged 1.58 million viewers. This is with Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock in the main event and peaked at 2.1 million for the main event. Well, this one here, this Dynamite show, ended up drawing 800,000 viewers on average. Now, I got a little more information on this because I wanted to know what happened. Did everybody turn off during the Glory kickboxing or the regular kickboxing matches? Was it the kickboxing that turned people off? Was it just a non-marquee card? Was it just a belief by hardcore fans that the return of something involving Pride or reminiscent of Pride would get viewership? Well, the answer is, the rating was relatively steady all night long. There was not a massive turnoff during the kickboxing. In fact, what it was a steady average of 800,000 people that slowly, as the show went on, just diminished. In fact, the biggest drop-off, if you can call it that, was around the time that people figured out that King Mo was not going to be competing. When they figured out that there was not going to be a King Mo fight, they slowly started to turn off the television. So this did not work. So we've learned a little something about Tito Ortiz. I guess we've learned a little something about Liam McGeary. And I guess we've learned something about just the Bellator card as a whole.
Well, yeah. What you learned is when you promote a big show, you've got to make it a really big show. And it's what I was going to try to argue at the end of the show yesterday when we were kind of leading this into today. It wasn't that the kickboxing was on there. It was that there were no stars. Tito Ortiz was a star and King Mo was a star. At least to the Bellator crowd. I don't know how well known he is, outside of MMA and pro wrestling circles. You man, sure it's a little bit, but Phil Davis, there's a reason the UFC didn't match his deal, even though he's a highly skilled, very personable, easy story to write about light heavyweight. You know, there's a reason for that. Josh Thompson is, you know, not a name. Again, people that have been watching MMA for a long time. I mean, damn, we've been watching Josh Thompson for a long time. Doesn't mean a damn thing to anybody outside of that. And when you don't have stars, this is what happens. And they didn't have that big, massive matchup. I mean, Liam McGeary and Tito Ortiz to a point, but nobody cares about Liam McGeary. I don't think they did a good job shoving him down everybody's throats in the months and the weeks leading into this card, knowing it was going to be a WrestleMania, knowing they were going to have people from all over the world in to check out the product and all that sort of good stuff. They just didn't do a very good job of that.
All right, well, hold that thought right there because I want to test this out. I think we've got a Skype caller here. Maybe he cares about Liam McGeary. You're on the air. Are you on Skype? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
I'm not on Skype.
Oh, well, I'm hanging up on you then. Can no one hear me? Skype, everybody. F4W online. I only want you calling via Skype. Got it? Laying down the law. This is the last 24 hours has been very stressful for me. I'm not messing around here. If you're not on Skype, don't call.
Literally almost been 24 hours now, too. It's been just a whirling dervish for you. But speaking of whirling dervishes...
Right, let me try this again. Hold on. All right, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, it's John from Philly.
John, are you calling via Skype?
No.
Okay, John, listen to me. I'm not taking calls right now unless people are calling via Skype. I'm trying to test this number out.
Oh, okay.
I apologize, but I got to get this done. This is live radio, everybody. Everyone within the sound of my voice, I want you to try and Skype me. at F4W Online so I can test this out. Don't call any of the other numbers. Got it? I should have changed that number. That's what I should have done. Oh, well. We'll see if this works. If this works and everything is great, and if not, I'll have to go back to the drawing board. I can't believe there's nobody listening right now that's got Skype. I know you have Skype, everybody. Now, listen to Art Bell's show. He gets Skype callers all night long, so let's give this a shot. F4W Online on Skype. Anyway, on the subject of Bellator, Ill Will Brooks is going to be on the show in about 15 minutes, and he was scheduled before Dynamite, but I want to talk to him about Dynamite because he was actually somewhat critical of Bellator for the Dynamite show, and now he'll really have something to talk about. So he'll be on in about 15 minutes. Ill Will Brooks, everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Alrighty, we are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Based on Twitter feedback, it looks like it's not just me. A lot of people logging in, but then being unable to listen to the shows off the front page, which actually tells me how many people are podcasting the shows using Downcast and other podcast apps, as well as getting the link from the board. Far, far more people than I expected, but everybody on Downcast and using the links on the board appears to be able to get the show, so we are now working on the issue of why they're not playing through the front page. So we'll get that fixed as soon as possible. And yes, we do have a caller on the Skype line who is on Skype. We can confirm it works. Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian and Mike, this is John from Phoenix. And
there you go.
I am a huge fan of NXT. I love watching NXT, and I hate watching Raw. So I would like to know how much it seems like it's watching two different shows or two different products. How much of a hand is that because of Triple H, and how much is it because of William Regal, or how much of it was Dusty Rhodes when he was still around?
You want to know what it is?
Yeah, I want to know what it is.
All right, there's two things. Number one, Raw is Vince McMahon's brainchild. And I think Vince maybe watches NXT about once a month. So that's the biggest thing, is he's hands-off. Second thing is, even though Raw is Vince's brainchild, there's like 26 guys and gals that are writing that show every single week, and you've got a guy in charge who changes his mind on a whim. In NXT, yeah, you got one writer, this Ryan Ward fella, and he's got some other people that they give ideas and they've got input, but it's essentially one guy who's writing the show. And they tape, 5-6 weeks in advance, unlike Raw, which is live every week. When you tape live every week, you have issues where, hey, let's have Sting on the show. You send out a note on social media that he'll make an announcement. Then you realize you don't want him on the show, and now you've made an announcement for a live show, and what you just promoted an hour earlier doesn't happen. NXT, when you tape 5 weeks in advance, things aren't changing every week. They're very consistent for at least 5 straight weeks. So I think those are the big differences between the two.
Yeah, it is almost like watching two different promotions because of the way that, I dread the day that Bayley gets called up to the main roster. She is such an amazing talent, and watching her growth over the last few years, and then watching the difference between guys in NXT, guys and gals in NXT, and then watching them go to the main roster, it's almost like I don't even want to watch because I'm terrified of how they're going to be booked. And it's, So anyway, there's that. Thank you for answering my question. That really fills it out a lot.
Thank you for successfully listening to the instructions and testing out the Skype line. Works, everybody. That was easy. All right, so that's what we're going to do from this point forward. Man, now everybody's... I just got an alert that everybody's attempting the Skype line. So there you go. Hey, it's working. So that's what we'll do from now on. We're going to have two lines here. 425-488-0525, as well as the Skype line, which is F4W online. And if you want to call the byline number, you can do that, but we're not going to do that today. I got news, and we got Ill Will Brooks. So, getting back to the news here... We have more of a card for this WWE show.
Can I get
show.
Back to my point on Bellator?
Oh, you were going so long, but go ahead.
It's
funny because you were in the middle of saying nobody cares about Liam McGeary, as you talked about Liam McGeary for 5 minutes. So finally I was like, well, no one cares. Let's go to the Skype line.
Talk about Liam McGeary for 5 minutes, Jack. As I just said, there's a reason that the show didn't do well when you asked me, and it's about the fact that you promote a big event with no big stars. And just throwing this out there about the kickboxing, because Dave Meltzer and I have always disagreed on this. I like boxing, and you can never, see kickboxing ever overtaking boxing anywhere in this hemisphere. I can't do it. But it has been a long time since K1-style kickboxing has actually kind of got it out there in front of as many people, and I think they did themselves damage there because, again, it's the lack of stars. You can have something different on an MMA broadcast. Like Kung Lee would do those Sancho exhibitions on the K1 shows when they would have them, and it would stand out, and they would be just, he'd completely run somebody over, but they were building a star, and they built a star, and Scott Coker helped to build a star in Kung Lee that actually lasted up until a couple years ago in his time in the UFC. So that's the biggest issue when it comes to the kickboxing. It's just like Bellator. It's the complete lack of stars. When K1 was big, they had these big, larger-than-life characters, the Bob Sapps, Ernesto Hoost, Remy Bunyaskis, the lumberjack Peter Arts, and all these you know, completely wild, colorful characters, Musashi, and then even down in the 154-pound class, the K1 Max guys. I mean, they were just, you know, they had personality to spare. None of that came to fruition, and I'm really surprised, too, about the lack of that and the lack of the foresight of trying to get some color around these guys and get some media around these guys before you were leading into such, you know, this WrestleMania, their new WrestleMania show.
All right. Well, listen, let's talk about this MSG show here because I only have a few minutes and then Ill Will Brooks is going to be on. We can talk to him about kickboxing. So we've got Brock Lesnar and the Big Show in Lesnar's first Madison Square Garden show in 13 years. It's been a long, long time. That's the main event. New Day versus the Dudleys in the Dudleys' first Madison Square Garden appearance in about 13 years for the tag team titles. So we may see that title change here. Kevin Owens will be facing Chris Jericho. So Jericho will be back as a babyface, fighting for the Intercontinental title against Kevin Owens. Sheamus will be facing everybody's favorite Randy Orton in the match that will never stop taking place. And Rusev and Dolph Ziggler again. And that is your Madison Square Garden lineup so far. What do you think of this lineup, Mike?
It's got Brock Lesnar on it, which is really all that you need. And I would assume there's going to be I don't know this, but I would predict a tag team title change with the Dudleys winning in Madison Square Garden. Everybody goes through a table and all that sort of stuff. Hopefully the trombone ends up once again safe, maybe even some Murray's hands again. But I'm surprised you didn't want to bring that up. And that had to be the most erotic moment for you in modern wrestling times.
PG, Mike.
Was the trombone and some sexy submissive summer on your new favorite 6-man tag team champions, or really 8-man tag team champions?
I don't talk about this on over the air radio, Mike. I'm a professional. I merely
talked
about the great tag team action that we saw in that match with the greatest team of all time, the New Day and Rusev, a fabulous crew of miscreants that should be the 6-man tag team champions, even though we'd have 6-man tag team belts. By the way, speaking of PG, I want to read this. Are you aware, Mike? Of course you're not. The season finale of Total Divas is Tuesday. I told you you weren't aware of that.
I can't believe I missed that. Or this, haven't missed it yet, but now I know.
This season on Total Divas, we have seen the Divas bring the heat in ways they never have before. I'm reading this directly from their press release, which is rife with typos, including they refer to him as Tileson Kid with an L. Whether it was Brie Bella and WWE superstar Daniel Bryan's fertility issues, Paige's unconventional engagement, Eva Marie's impressive in-ring improvements, or Natalia, Natty, overcoming her father's substance abuse problems. She overcame her father's substance abuse problems, it says here. No stone was left unturned for this eclectic group of divas.
Oh, yeah.
All of this drama combined with Nikki Bella reigning supreme over the entire division as Divas champion has made this season a complete and total knockout. In the season finale, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Nikki, who is currently dating WWE superstar John Cena, finds herself in a bind when her ex-boyfriend, WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler, says he wants her back. Yeah. Yeah. We're supposed to believe that Dolph Ziggler thinks it's a good career move to try to get Nikki Bella back from John Cena. Meanwhile, Natty faces career-ending news for both her and her husband. Keep in mind she was on Raw this week. WWE superstar Tyson Kidd. And Paige debates telling her fiancé her true feelings on their engagement. Well, she better hurry if she's got true feelings she hasn't told him yet about the engagement. This is all coming up on Tuesday, everybody.
Did Daniel Bryan and Brie ever buy that crapper that they turned into a...
I don't watch this show.
They turned it into something where they can fertilize their vegetables with their own waste?
Well, they're having fertility issues, so I would guess not. There's so many cliches in this press release.
Yes.
There's so many cliches. Is this what drives people to watch these reality shows?
Didn't they do this with Fandango and somebody who we knew? Like, didn't they have one of these worked things at the end of a season already? Are they going back to the well already with one of these?
Oh, engagement?
No, or maybe it was like, you know, is somebody going to be pulled away from their man sort of
That
routine?
Happens all the time. That's on every season. Every show of every season.
Where's Cameron? Has she been on this?
She's taking time off, although her and Vinny are allegedly still together, so we can celebrate that union. We're going to head to a break, everybody. When we come back, Ill Will Brooks of Bellator is going to be on the show. He's got a fight upcoming. We've got the Bellator Dynamite show to talk about and more here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes and 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Musicians, singer-songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88-key digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ATTACK to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter ATTACK for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We were unable to connect with Ill Will Brooks, and so we'll try again tomorrow. And that means for today, we've got time to take some phone calls. So listen carefully, everybody. I'm going to explain how this works. We have three options for you here today. Actually, you know what? I'm going to try something else, too. I got a lot of fun things I'm trying today. and we're going to test it out here on the program.
First off,
you can call the normal byline number, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 if you want to call the sports byline number. If you want to connect directly to the studio here, the phone number is 425-488-0525. Don't call any of the other numbers that we've used in the past. Just use that one for the phone, 425-488-0525. If you would like to call us via Skype, F4WOnline. Skype us at F4WOnline. And I'm going to try something new today. I'm going to give you a number to text us. What do you think about that, Mike?
We are really just moving into a brand new, awesome, incredible era here at in the Empire.
That's right. For those of you that don't want to use Twitter or don't use Twitter, you can text the show at 425-780-7566. So let's test that out today. I want everyone to text me. 425-780-7566. Now, don't call that number because nothing's going to happen. It won't even ring. Well, it'll ring, but I'm not going to pick it up or anything like that. But
now, let me ask you a question.
Text it. Yes.
How many lines now? You know, we usually have the
I don't even know.
So how many lines do you just have sitting now vacant?
What do you mean vacant?
Well, I mean, you know, because you usually give a bunch of numbers for people to call in at. So whether there are three lines sitting there now that are two lines unused right now. What are you going to do with those lines? Do you plan on going like in a throwback thing? You can actually leave a recorded message on one
like this is back in the day.
Like a Mean Gene line? Are you going to have a 900 chat line so you can try to make back some of the money that you lost in the late 90s there?
Well, one is going to be a guest line.
Ah, like the private studio line.
That's going to be the private studio line. That's right. Mm. And then I don't know what I'll do with the other one. I'll think about it.
The Vinny V hotline?
It could be. Could be.
I'm telling you, the 1-900-909-9900, people love nostalgia, and everybody from that era knows that number, and now people from a newer era are now knowing that number. So, you know, you get Missy's Manor going again. Yeah, Les, you know, Les could do a thing on there. Have your own F4W 900 number.
Hey, I got lots
of ideas. It would be free, but, you know, still, the same concept.
All right, let's try this. On the Skype line, I believe this is Brian. Hello? Who? You're on the air. Who's on the Skype line?
This is like Sunday show.
What is happening over there? Somebody typing? You're on the air going once, going twice, and gone. I believe that was Brian, but I think he muted me. This Skype thing is a lot more difficult than I anticipated for people. We got one guy get through successfully here today. Well, listen, while we're rigmaroling here, while I'm waiting for folks to test this stuff out, Raw ratings, the show, did poorly again. Last week it did terrible, and this week it did worse. They did 3.3 million viewers overall. First hour, 3.4 million. Second hour, 3.36 million. Third hour, 3.26 million. The show died as it was going on. And yes, I can confirm Vince is freaking out. Now, why he's freaking out, since this happens every year at the same time, going head-to-head with football, I don't know, but he's freaking out. So you can anticipate big changes, I would guess, coming sometime soon, because that's what happens when he panics. I don't know what they are. Maybe there won't be any big changes. But normally when he freaks out about the ratings, there is a big change coming. So I guess we'll see what it is. Not good numbers, Mike. Not good numbers.
No, and they're not going to get any better either. You know, the stronger that Monday night game, you know, Sunday's still the king now, which is something I don't know if they, which, you know, anymore, you don't have to worry about pay-per-views and all that stuff on Sundays anyway, since you can just watch the pay-per-view and start it up anytime that you want on the WWE network. So that's not really a concern. But ratings on Monday and Thursday are most certainly going to be a concern. And sometimes they don't have the best games, but it doesn't matter. It's the NFL. And they're going to have to try to shake up the format and try to figure out where to place things and how to maximize these 3 hours, which they are not doing right now. It is too long of a show. You're going to have people tuning out anyway because it's hard. It just is really, really hard, and there's so much viewer fatigue. It's obvious at this point that it's viewer fatigue. You could do almost anything, and they're going to have to. They're going to have to do some hot-shotting here, and I'm sure Vince is going to do that, and hopefully they do it in an intelligent way where there's something that they could build off of leading into, I guess it would be Hell in the Cell with Brock and with Big Show, and I'm sure you're going to see more Brock. Paul Heyman needs to be around. They need to shake things up and jar it up, and they need to do it quickly, obviously.
All right, so listen, this is all working great now. We've got a Skype caller, I believe. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mena from Long Beach. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's a little scratchy, but what's up?
Cool. I know you're talking about the low ratings on Raw, but despite that, I actually really like Raw this week. They did a lot of things different. Paige had a really good promo criticizing the Divas Revolution. Sounded honest. My favorite thing, though, it didn't start with a 20-minute promo. Roman Reigns just came out, let's just fight, and within 7 minutes, there was fighting in the middle of the ring. So my question is this just change trying to shake up the whole ratings thing? Or is this actual, change that's going to carry over into the next couple shows in response to criticism of Raw? And would the low ratings, if that's the case, would the low ratings dissuade them from keeping these sort of changes?
Well, first off, I want to thank you very much for the Skype call there. It works, everybody. The panic was like this morning or yesterday. So it had nothing to do with Raw's show. I liked Raw's show. Some people thought it was boring. Some people didn't like it. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, that wasn't reflected in the ratings, but I didn't think it was bad or anything like that. I don't know. I mean, listen, a show we thought was good did a terrible number, and so changes are coming, and so I wouldn't be bullish about it, but I guess we'll see. I hope that they continue. It wasn't a great show or anything like that, but it was very, it was fine.
Average.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I didn't find it bad.
Very fair to middle. Well, but that's the thing. So it's a very... even though you're saying that, it's also a very missable show. And it's most certainly a missable show if you have Hulu Plus or if you choose to watch a shorter version of the show. It absolutely is not a must-see show. And in fact, you could even probably skip that because if there's no buzz coming out of the show, you could probably catch SmackDown and find out what happens. You can watch something on the network or you can not watch altogether and then maybe watch the next Monday and hear if anything's going on.
All right, the texts are flooding in now. Hello from David from Miami. This says, Brian, hope this works. Bring back the headbangers. This person says, tell Mike to stop trying so hard. It's off-putting. You want that guy's number?
Yeah.
Someone wants more Xavier talk, please.
See?
Yeah. This person wants to get your opinion.
Hot takes via text.
That's right. Want to get your opinion. Do you think Hulk Hogan will be back in WWE by WrestleMania?
Nope.
I don't think so. How long until Apollo Crews gets an astronaut gimmick? Get it?
Got it.
And finally, I recorded the Bellator show. And fast forwarded through the kickboxing matches because those were turnoffs for me. Do you think people who are not kickboxing fans just turn the channel?
The beach. Sorry.
Yeah. No, they did not turn the channel when the kickboxing was on. We have those quarter hours. They actually watched them. And finally, Jim in Virginia is texting us here. He says, what do you think of Stardom, ran by Medusa, doing shows in the USA?
For it.
I thought he was asking, I didn't know if he was asking, do you think they should or they are, and what do you think? I'm not sure. To the Skype line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, Lordy.
I don't know what it is. Is it muted? Is that what's going on?
Seems like either that or
you know what? I'm
going to
leave him on
delay.
The air. Let's talk more news and we'll just leave this guy on here. Maybe he'll figure out that he's on the
maybe
air.
Maybe he fell asleep on the line or something like that.
But he's probably listening to us, so there's a delay. What else do we have here? Lucha Underground, we talked about that yesterday. That's so funny.
Nothing.
Hey, I got something for you that
it's
you can
a hell of a start to the week. You
sink
know
your teeth into. Listen. Oh, yeah, we do have callers on the byline line. All right. Caller, you're on the air on the byline line. Hello, Angelo.
Hello. You guys are doing a great job. I have two questions.
I thought so. Mike doesn't, but I think so. Go ahead, Angelo.
I met Sting at the Barclay Center.
Hello?
I asked him if there was any possibility of him
That's a Skype caller,
an announcer
by the way.
When he retires.
Uh-huh.
He didn't give me a straight answer. He just said, you never know about me, what I might do.
Yeah, I don't anticipate Sting becoming an announcer, Angelo. I want to thank you very much for the call. I think he's just going to happily retire to his ranch. And that'll be the end of Sting. I mean, that's what he's been doing forever when he's not wrestling. So I don't picture him being an announcer. If I were Sting, I wouldn't want to be an announcer. He's made his money. I just think it would be kind of strange. Skype caller, you're on the air now. What have you been up to? I'm just going to leave him on there. Let's go to Lance in Kentucky. Lance, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, am I on?
Hey, you're on the air, dude. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say, I had a question about the Dynamite show. I just want to say I also really liked the Raw show. I thought it was really good with the Divas segments, and everything with the New Day is always good and everything. But with the Dynamite show, I was not a fan of the kickboxing portions of it. Do you think that there will be another Dynamite show like that, given the poor ratings?
Well, like again, as I noted earlier, I mean, people didn't turn off during the kickboxing. I mean, they did not lose viewers. They turned off when they found out that King Mo had to pull out of the tournament. And the reality is, when you have a one-night tournament, dudes are going to pull out. So, I mean, honest to God, I think the bigger issue may have been the tournament than the kickboxing matches. Because you built up this tournament, and then the guy who won, who actually was the biggest name of everybody probably, arguably, Phil Davis is a pretty big name because he was in UFC and everything like that. But when that guy pulled out, I mean, everyone was like, eh, I'm done with this show. And away they went. So I wouldn't do the kickboxing again, but the ratings don't reflect the kickboxing being a major turnoff for people.
Yeah,
I would do the kickboxing again just because it wasn't. And you might as well throw it out. But again, you've got to let people know who the hell these guys are. The November card that Will Brooks is going to be on, that's actually headlined by Bobby Lashley and Thompson, you know, they have Pitbull on that card. They have... you know, it's a relatively stacked card. Will Brooks defending his title, Pat Curran, Michael J. I mean, these are as big of a names as you can get for Bellator, and they have them all stacked up on that one card, which is great. You know, with them going back to St. Louis, I mean, I'm really happy they're doing that. It's going to be a really great show. But this big tent pole event that they had talked about, I mean, in hindsight, really, you could have used some of those guys on that show being hyped up on the way into it.
All right, well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And in San Antonio on Twitter, the show today is just terrible, he says. Can you believe that?
Coming from Ed in San Antonio, how dare he?
Ed, the worst show I've ever done is better than the best show you've ever done.
And really, no matter how what anybody thinks of this show, they will still think more of it than anybody thought of your wardrobe covering the UFC, kind of, sort of, for the site.
Shows we cancel are better than the best show Ed's ever done.
Damn right.
Hey, everybody, we got a lot of great stuff coming up over the next couple of days.
And I like Craig and Couture, though. But
that's right. Ahead. Lots of news. We're working on the website, and we're trying to get through all of the bugs, as everybody is well aware. Hopefully this will be working. Hopefully you guys will be able to hear this through the front page. If you have issues, you're welcome to tweet me about them. You could email support at WrestlingObserver.com, but I would guarantee that we're aware of 95% of the issues that everybody is encountering. Because
don't
we...
text the studio line.
Hey, you can text that line whenever you want. I got it all set up, Mike. I got it all set up. You can text that line whenever you want. I'll have all of the numbers up on the front page tomorrow. We'll get it all worked out, and it's going to be great. So I want to thank everybody for all of the patience over the last 24 hours. Trust me, it has been very, very stressful for us. We're going to get it fixed, but we will be live again tomorrow. We'll be back with the usual Wrestling Observer Radio tonight. Everything should be working as we get going throughout the day here. Thanks for the patience. Thanks, everybody at Byline, everybody who helped test all of the stuff here today. Very much appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.